Daniel and everyone over at the Extreme Podcast, former WWE superstar Hornswoggle here. I wanted you guys to make sure to check out this podcast. Wrestling, movies, video games, everything nerdy. Hope all goes well.
Hey guys, thank you for tuning into the Extreme Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel. And in this episode, we're going to be talking about AEW games updates, as well as the PlayStation Showcase. Before we hop into that, though, I want to say that my thoughts and prayers are with the friends, family, and fans of Shannon, also known as Daphne. She passed away on September 1, and I also want to put out this number here. So, if you or anyone you know is struggling, please reach out. Don't be afraid to be a burden, because you're not a burden, and you're loved. Just reach out for help. You're not alone. I'm going to throw this number out. The National Suicide Prevention Hotline number is 1-800-273-8255. And I will be putting a list in the description of numbers from around the world. Now, let's hop into AEW Games announcements. They announced a bunch of stuff for Elite GM, which I'm super excited for. I really enjoy this game, and they're adding some things and a lot of new features that I wanted. So they're hoping to get the update out September 14th. They were saying in the video that it depends on if Apple approves things or not. They said that's what they're waiting for. But the update is going to include a news and event system for updates from within the game itself, new wrestler skins, new storyline missions and challenges, new avatars and finishers, a game compendium so that you don't have to start in endless mode to see the stats of the wrestlers. And the segments that you put in your show are going to have animations now, which I think is really cool. Ranked multiplayer is also coming, as well as a championship belt system, which is something that I'm also super excited for. And the update is going to have 13 new superstars. Fuego del Sol unfortunately got pushed back, but it's going to have Andrade El Idolo, Malakai Black, Brian Pillman Jr., Thunder Rosa, Sean Dean, Anthony Ago, Ryan Nymph, Cesar Bononi, JD Drake, Willa Yuta, Julia Hart, Negative One, which I'm super excited for, as well as CM Punk. Negative One doesn't know that he's in the game yet. I believe she said that they're wanting to tell him once the update is out as a surprise, which I thought was super sweet. And his stats are going to be similar to his father's, the late Brody Lee. So they're also adding in season passes, and I like what they're doing, because Aubrey Edwards flat out came out and said, none of the superstars are going to be behind paywalls. We don't want the wrestlers behind paywalls. We want people to enjoy without having to deal with that. And I love Aubrey for that. Thank you, Aubrey. But this season pass, is the very first season is going to be the season of Punk. And if you don't buy it, then you won't be able to buy it in the future. But if you buy it now, you're able to use it whenever. Like, it's yours. You get it. And it's linked to your account. Here's the cool thing. So it's coming this month, and it'll include a Punk avatar, a new skin, a finisher, and a gimmick. It'll also have 5 new accessories and 4 new emotes. I think that's really cool. They also announced a new AEW games channel. By the sounds of it, the AEW wrestlers, they're going to have a bunch of people playing games like Among Us, Super Mario Golf, etc. And they're going to have them do it before the show, before Dynamite. Maybe Rampage as well, not sure. It also sounds like they may use that as an opportunity. They're going to do talent tournaments, but it sounds like they could take streams from the AEW wrestlers and also possibly post replays on their channel. Don't quote me on that. They also showed a little bit from the console game. They had Jungle Boy facing Darby Allin. It looks really good. I'm excited for this game to come out. It does remind me of No Mercy, which I think is really cool as well. Alrighty. That was a lot. So, now let's hop into PlayStation. Let's get my least favorite out of the way. So, they talked about GTA 5 and GTA Online coming to the new consoles. It was delayed to March 2022. This game's been out since 2013, expanded, enhanced. So I figured I would just touch base on it since they talked about it. I want to talk about, though, now my favorite announcement that came from this, which is Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. It's getting a remake, the first one, and I hope that they do it with KOTOR 2 as well, and maybe expand on the series, but we'll have to see. But it is getting remade from the ground up. The story is supposed to stay the same, and they mentioned adding more stuff to it and updating the graphics. It'll be on PlayStation as well as Windows PC. So they may push it somewhere else eventually. Not sure. It may just stick with PlayStation and PC. We'll have to see. I'm super excited for it. Can't wait. Insomniac Games also came out with throwing punches. They put a teaser out for Wolverine. They didn't show much, but if you've played the Spider-Man series, that game's going to be good because the Spider-Man series is no doubt one of the best, like, other than the Arkham series, but it's up there with the Arkham series. But it's the Spider-Man series that they have put out is probably the best Spider-Man series that I have played. Definitely game of the year list. Now, speaking of Spider-Man, Spider-Man 2 is going to be coming, as which is going to be a continuation of that Insomniac Games series. I believe this takes place after Miles Morales, but Venom is going to be in the game, and they gave a date of 2023, so that's exciting. God of War Ragnarok got a reveal trailer as well. I haven't played the last God of War, so I'm a little bit behind personally. I'm still excited for it, but it's supposed to come out next year, so I've got to beat this God of War before next year. Scrolling down, they also announced the Uncharted Legacy of the Thieves collection. This is kind of cool. It's coming to PlayStation 5 consoles and PC early 2022. Gran Turismo 7 is coming March 4th of 2022. It looks amazing. Most racing games, though, you know, when they showcase them, they look amazing. But I definitely may pick it up just to mess around with it. And then Project Eve had a little first trailer there as well. It doesn't have a launch window, a launch date. And it's not necessarily my style game. It's a hack and slash adventure. But it's there if you guys like it, that style of game. Toshiya was the last thing that they announced. And it looks interesting. I like the graphics of it. Very bright colors. I want to see more of it before I make a decision, but I just wanted to do a quick announcement of the stuff that they announced here at the PlayStation Showcase. I thought it was pretty good. They had a little thing at the end of it where they talked with the directors and developers and stuff of the games and the AEW stuff. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I know it's a shorter episode. But next week, I think you guys will enjoy the episode that I have in store for you. And then I have 2 weeks from now an episode with Bandai. So, without further ado, I will see you guys on the flip side.